Greetings. Something new of God is being birthed in the earth. As leaders, we must lead others to see what God sees and not the natural news of a shaking world. We must seek the kingdom of God to become expressions of the kingdom of God in all that we are and do. We must activate, facilitate, and release others to do the same. When something of God is revealed, what is not of God is shaken. When the presence of God arises, his enemies scatter. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. We do not wrestle against these spiritual realities because they are trying to destroy us. We wrestle against them as they defend themselves against being dispossessed in our world. The enemy is defending himself from the presence of God in our lives and in the measure of our rule of life. It is for this reason we must be clothed in the Holy Spirit. We must be led by the Spirit and not our own desires and minds. God wants us to have desires because what we desire is the true source of our being and of doing in life. God does not want us to simply follow our own way, however. He wants to give us the desires of our hearts. He wants to put his desires in our hearts so they become our own. This happens when we trust him and commit our way unto him in all things. Psalms 37:1-11. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We can expect to face resistance in times of grace. The true testimony of grace is the power to overcome. This is the testimony of being sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of God are those who are led by God's Spirit within their hearts, and they overcome every wicked thing. We do not overcome like the carnal armies of the world. We overcome by the power of the kingdom of God within us. We have an internal righteousness whereby we know that our salvation in every situation is God and God alone. This is the testimony of Jesus as our Lord. He gave the life of the flesh so we could have the life of the Spirit. God is our God, and even what appears to be bad is turning for good in our lives. We have a Savior. We have received the overcoming power of the blood of the Lamb. We also have an internal peace with God whereby the testimony of our lives is one of heavenly things. We are being made strong in God's word and strong in his Spirit from within. There is no separation of us and God, and Christ in us is the hope of glory in all things. We are the people of God. Holy Spirit is empowering us from the inside out to receive our daily bread and to become an increasing testimony of the life of God, even in difficult situations. Wickedness is being destroyed by the holiness of God in our lives. We have an internal joy, a joy of purpose that is greater than that of our mere selves. We are part of a multi-generational family of increasing life. We are empowered from within to live our lives in a partnership with God as our Father and to give our lives for our Father's purpose and the lives of his children. We have the joy of knowing the faithfulness of God in our lives and in the lives of our children and our children's children. God told me that 2020 would be a year of knowing him resting in my life and me resting in him. This has been essential, and him resting in our lives is the force of life that shakes all things, transforms all things, and causes hope to be seen as glory in another measure of his story in our journey of life. We can trust him and occupy our hearts and minds with thoughts and strategies to do good. We can expect to see his faithfulness break out before, behind, and around our lives. We can choose to experience him in the midst of our enemies. We can expect dreams, visions, and other inspirations of God's desires to enter our hearts. We can know that God believes in us and that he intends for the paths of our lives to lead to greater glory of knowing him in all things. Psalms 37, 3 through 5, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.